CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
You're listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional engineer, professional futurist, and sometimes occasional sessional instructor of future studies at Simon Fraser University. And this is a weekly show that looks at future trends and issues and important items that affect your daily life and will be affecting your life into the future. Welcome to the show.
We're continuing our look at the book, The Power of Flow, by Charlene Belitz and Meg Lundstrom, Practical Ways to Transform Your Life with Meaningful Coincidence. And I should stress that the opinions that are expressed in this show represent the opinions of the authors and don't necessarily represent the opinions of myself or of the radio station on which this is being broadcast. We were looking at getting a point of view from the universe, various sources of other information, which you may or may not take seriously. But I'm just listing them because they are available. Last time we looked at psychics, and not that I personally believe in psychics, but many people do, and they may actually help you amplify your own sources of information and contact with the universe, so they may have a use. Next, we're going to look at astrology. Astrology is based not on psychic skills, but on an intricate, ordered system of knowledge that dates back to the Babylonians of as early as 2000 BC. Astrologers believe that a chart based on the position of the planets at the place, time, and date of your birth reveals your essential personality characteristics and sometimes the general shape of your life. Some attribute this to the electromagnetic energy of the planets on the body at your first emergence into the world. Others believe that the planets and your life correspond to each other because they are both part of the same intricate, coordinated ordering of the universe. Contrary to popular astrological columns, your sun sign alone is of little use. What matters how the 10 planets are positioned in the 12 houses, how they are influenced by the 12 signs, and how they interact with each other. A good start can be a window into new insights about yourself and a means of self-acceptance. For example, your success in your relationship and your lack of interest in climbing the ladder at your job may make more sense to you when you learn that you have a cluster of planets in the house of partnership and none in the house of career. The next topic area is numerology. Somewhat linked to astrology, numerology is a method of divining, underlining order through numbers. The Greek philosopher Pythagoras laid down many theories of numerology, as did Chinese thinkers and the ancient writers of the Kabbalah and the Indian Vedas. Numerologists compute the numbers in your life by using your birth date and the letters of your name. Those numbers provide insight into your life path and personal strengths and limitations. kinesiology. An emerging approach to divination is that of kinesiology, which involves a practitioner testing the strength of your muscles while asking questions to which you seek answers. The process is viewed as asking your body for answers regarding the emotional and mental data stored in it. For instance, if you have a fear of public speaking, the practitioner will test for when it started by counting backwards decade by decade, then year by year, then month by month, until the muscle responds. If done by a skilled person, kinesiology can uncover such things buried in your subconscious as prenatal influences, conversations overheard in early childhood, and traumatic rejections. Channelers. This form of psychic communication involves a spirit or entity from another plane taking over the body of a person and speaking through their mouth. Its origins are in shamanship and in the oracles of classical Rome. Channeling has mushroomed in the United States in recent years. More than 1,000 channels are said to live in California alone, and it's possible in many places to take courses in channeling. Some valuable information has come through channels, most notably the Course in Miracles. Yet this is perhaps the murkiest of areas in the psychic realm. There's some outright fraud and much to be careful of here. Even when something supernatural is going on, just because an entity is not in a body doesn't mean it's enlightened. And if you consult a channel, it's an important thing to evaluate as not the means but the message. Do the words leave you elevated and wiser? Do you understand yourself better? Are you encouraged to find your own answers? These are just some of the questions that you should be asking. The book goes on to describe the 10 ways in which you can spot a phony psychic. This could be useful to many of you who are perhaps thinking of consulting a psychic source. Some people who call themselves psychics are flim-flam artists. Run away from any so-called psychic who says you have a curse that needs removing. 2, asks for money up front, more money afterwards, or is in vogue about how much the session will cost. 3, charges too much. Most psychics charge between $30 and $150, and there should be no additional costs. 4, be skeptic of psychics who refuse to let you tape or record the session. What do they have to hide? 5, advertises as the most famous or the most renowned. 6, is full of anger, hatred, and arrogance. Their own problems will sabotage your reading. 7, speaks in generalities. If they say you're a generous person who isn't appreciated, that's a statement almost anyone would feel applies to them. 8, invokes fear or confusion in you or acts secretive. 9, tries to bully you into returning soon. Good psychics don't want their clients emotionally dependent on them. 10, gives you the creeps. Trust your instincts. If you don't feel comfortable, walk out. The emphasis in this book has been on divination that reveals the gestalt, the underlying dynamics of a situation or life. Obtaining accurate predictions of the future is very delicate, because readings use the present circumstances as the point from which to look into the future. Tiny changes in situation, attitude, time of day, or any of the factors integral to that specific system changes that point and therefore will change the prediction. After a reading, do a reality check with your own self-knowledge. Just because something beyond ordinary understanding is being tapped into doesn't mean that human error can't be present to a lesser or greater degree. When consulting other people, think of them not as oracles, but as consultants hired for their expertise. Listen carefully, sort through the information, keep what is useful, and put the rest away. Ultimately, you will be alone. You alone are the authority on your own life. Chapter 12. What to do when the power of flow ebbs. It's happened. You are 1 minute exhilarated by the power of flow, astonished by the synchronicity. Never before has life worked so well for you. Never before has it been so much fun. You're swimming joyfully with that swift flowing current. And then, oops, suddenly it's gone. No more smoothness, no more happy surprises, just obstacles and frustrations. What has happened? Where did the flow go? You're not alone in this experience. There was not a flow master that can be interviewed who didn't sometimes feel out of flow. When John Graham fights with his wife, or when they don't get a foundation grant that they've worked really, really hard for, he goes down into a deep hole of despair and frustration. But over the years, their approach has changed. What I understand now is that the whole is not the reality. The whole is the place where I am now stuck. It may take a day, or an hour, or a week to get out of it, but I know I've got to get out of it because I know what is on the outside. What this person and other flow masters have learned is that flow never goes away. They only perceive it does when they are out of sorts with themselves and thus out of step with the universe. Flow is always present, always underlying our lives. Whether we experience its full power is up to us. The choices we make and the actions we take moment by moment are important. If you understand flow well enough to live it deeply, when it seems to wane, you can immediately pause, look, listen, and do what you know to do to move back into its power. An early warning system can help, and that system is your own awareness. Be mindful, and you can act quickly to reverse the tide. Your first clue may be encountering obstacles. Plans fall through. You can't get an appointment. The sink clogs up. A check you've been eagerly expecting doesn't arrive. Look for the messages, both obvious and metaphorical. What should be you doing differently? What new plans should be should you be making? Should be trying another avenue? Should you be dealing with a blocked emotion? Consider the possibility that the obstacles are your synchronicity. Maybe you're heading down a road that isn't ultimately for your own good or for the greater good. If nothing seems to be going right, if effort and struggle are the modes for the day, it might be a sign that the better and wiser dynamic is at work. Become silent, then move in another direction, and watch to see if the obstacles dissipate. Another early indication is that things just don't click. Phone calls come at inopportune times. You miss the bus by seconds. You buy something you could have gotten at half price a day later. At previous times in your life, these glitches might have seemed routine. but once you get used to living in the power of flow, they are so unusual that you quickly notice them. You can also tell that the power of flow is diminishing when synchronicity falls silent. You might not experience any coincidences at all, let alone any meaningful ones. When external events aren't flowing in your life, look at your internal events. In silence, reflect on what could be blocking your experience of flow. Ask yourself questions like the following. Flow checklist. When you're feeling blocked from flow, ask yourselves the following questions and look up the recommended techniques for starting points for further growth. Am I spending a lot of time doing something I hate? Am I stuck in a routine? Is my level of physical vitality low? Am I trying too hard to make something work? Am I bored with life? Am I frustrated because things aren't going my way fast enough? Am I hanging around the house too much? Or am I hanging around the office too much? Or am I hanging around with someone who is not contributing positively to my life very much? Am I going through a personal crisis? Am I resentful about that I don't have a life? Am I feeling down on myself? Am I angry at someone for not being who I want them to be? Are there things to do that I am avoiding?
You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby, and you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, Instructor of Future Studies at Simon Fraser University. We're now going to take a short break and listen to a very important public service announcement.
With thousands of homeless animals entering SPCA shelters each year, pet overpopulation is a serious problem in BC, but it's one you can help prevent. Spay or neuter your companion animal today. From our perspective, every homeless animal on our streets or in our shelters is one too many. For more information on spaying and neutering initiatives, visit the BC SPCA website at www.spca.bc.ca.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, 93.9 Cable FM in Burnaby. And you are listening to Future Talk with your host, Dr. Paul Tenery, professional futurist.
Welcome back. We're looking at the book, The Power of Flow, by Shirlene Belitz and Meg Lundstrom, Practical Ways to Transform Your Life with Meaningful Coincidence. We're looking at the chapter, What to Do When the Power of Flow Ebbs. You can ask yourself the questions that we posed ourselves before the break, and others like them, if you're experiencing flow in one area of your life but not in another. If your career is taking off like a powerboat but your love life is stalled, run down the list and help identify the blocks in that specific situation. Perhaps you have already made up your own list and added to this one. If none of the items rings a bell, here are other possibilities. Perhaps you're trying too hard to make synchronicity happen. You can't create synchronicity as such. You can only create the conditions that allow it to happen. Defocus your eyes on synchronicity and focus on the power of flow. you're misinterpreting what there is to do. Flow is not about sitting back and letting the universe do it all. Rather, it's a partnership. Your part is to be open to whatever presents itself, to listen to your inner voice and respond to it, to put yourself out there, to do all you know to do, to contribute your part to the greater whole. Flow is a participatory sport. You're attached to your synchronicities. If you are prideful about the fact that your flow is flowing and your synchronicities are popping, watch out. The universe will surely undertake corrective action to quell your swelled head. Smile, accept it, feel gratitude for it. It's for your greater good as a flow messenger. The obstacles are your synchronicity. Maybe you're heading down a road that isn't ultimately for the greater good. It's possible that if nothing seems to be going right, if effort and struggle are the modes for the day, this may be the sign that a better and wiser dynamic is at work. Become silent, then move in another direction, and watch if the obstacles dissipate. You're forgetting about fortuitous events. As wonderful as synchronicity is, flow also happens in the form of fortuitous events. If the things you're doing are falling into place smoothly, even if unspectacularly, and you have the feeling of being in the right place and doing the right things in your life, trust and carry on. Cake can be delicious even without ice cream to top it off. You're aiming high. If you are committed to high levels of flow in your life, you may find the universe has put in front of you and in dramatic form exactly what stands between you and that deeper aliveness. The obstacle is the good news. It allows you to look mindfully at what is going on inside of you and to choose your next step. Persevere, and you will break through into greater clarity and freedom. Are you still stuck? Try a little do-it-yourself divination. Meditate, then consult with your intuition. Ask the I Ching, what is going on here? Cast the runes. See if what comes up resonates with you and moves you into greater understanding. Be gentle and kind with yourself. Understand that slow times are every bit as important as fast-moving times. Remember that you're always in flow, always heading towards your destination of harmony, wholeness, joy, and freedom. And try a variation on Carolyn North's solution. When she goes into what she calls fallow times, she goes to the library and takes out a stack of gothic novels. I love those crappy romances, I really do, she sighs. She breaks with her fallow reality in this way. Do something you love to get your experience of flow moving again. And if none of that seems to apply, remember that life is full of cycles. Thunder and lightning do not happen every day. Flow is always in our lives, but its power, its manifestation in the form of synchronicity, may be quieter at some times other than others. Synchronicity might then happen, overheard fragments of conversations and patterns on license plates, rather than in head-spinning convergence of events. At these times, stay open, flexible, aware, and breathe deeply. The sun rises each and every morning without regard to our current circumstances and situations. With each sunrise comes a new day, a new challenge, and the passing of yesterday's trauma. Some things resolve themselves in the process of life itself. At its worst, the situation can only be temporary, a part of a larger plan, and a part of a larger lesson. Afterwards, beyond synchronicity. As we get better at identifying and removing our blocks as flow becomes the rhythm and nature of our lives, something interesting happens. Synchronicity stops being discrete episodes, one here, one there. Life becomes permeated with multi-layered, rich coincidences. Everything becomes synchronicity. At the same time, something completely contradictory occurs. Synchronicity no longer seems that important. The word may even vanish from your daily vocabulary. Synchronicity is no longer astonishing. It's quite normal. There's an order, and you tune into it. Not only do we stop experiencing synchronicity as a separate phenomena, we stop experiencing flow as a separate phenomena, something we work to stay in harmony with. Flow is, instead of just energy, energy that is continuously coursing through us to help us fulfill our destiny in the world. At that point, we become like a holy man in the Himalayas who has used that energy to strike a deal with the universe. He will see five people a day, but only five. Now, each day, regular as clockwork, five people find their way to his cave. Rick was recently one of them, and he took the opportunity to ask all of his questions about his spiritual path and events in the larger world. He got back one word. Breathe. We are now at the end of the book, but on your way to discovery, joy, elation, freedom, and ultimately oneness. Ultimately, you are flow. Relax, trust, it will flow. It will happen. So, that was the book. We've reviewed the book, The Power of Flow, by Charlene Belitz and Meg Lundstrom. Practical ways to transform your life with meaningful coincidence. And in subsequent shows, we will go on to look at other books which examine our relationship to the future and ways of predicting the future and in preparing for our future. So please stay tuned.
You have been listening to Future Talk on CJSF 90.1 FM on your dial, 93.9 cable FM in Burnaby. And Future Talk is a weekly show on important issues that affect you and your future. And this is Dr. Teneri, professional futurist, reminding you that if you're not willing to make the effort to invent your own future, then others will be only too happy to invent it for you. See you next week.
Listening to CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser, 90.1 FM.
Ha hu ageshtig ri CGSF, nached